Moments of Melody, with a song to cheer you on your way. When you think or speak or read or write, when you sing or walk or seek for delight, to be kept from all wrong when at home or abroad, live always as under the eyes of the Lord. Whatever you think, never think what you feel, you would blush in the presence of God to reveal. Whatever you speak in a whisper or clear, say nothing you would not like Jesus to hear. Whatever you read, though the page may allure, read nothing unless you are perfectly sure. Consternation would not be seen in your look if God should solemnly say, "Show me that book." Whatever you write, though in haste or in heed, write nothing you would not like Jesus to read. Whatever you sing in the midst of your glees, sing nothing his listening ear would displease. Wherever you go, never go where you'd fear God's question being asked, "What doest thou here?" Turn away from pleasures you'd shrink from pursuing if God should look down and say, "What are you doing?"
Another day is through. Someone slipped and fell. Was that someone you? You may have long for added strength, your courage to renew. Do not be disheartened, for I bring hope.
Going to read from the book of James. Happy is the man who doesn't give in and do wrong when he's tempted, for afterwards he will get as his reward the crown of life that God has promised those who love him. And remember, when someone wants to do wrong, it is never God who is tempting him, for God never wants to do wrong and never tempts anyone else to do it. But temptation is the pull of man's own evil thoughts and wishes. Then the evil thoughts lead to evil actions and afterwards to the death penalty from God. So don't be misled, dear brothers. But whatever is good and perfect comes to us from God, the Creator of all light, and He shines forever without change or shadow. Our little poem today reminded me of that verse in Genesis, "Thou God seest me." But remember, it is no secret what God can do. God sees, but if we'll confess, He'll forgive, and then give us His great salvation. Remember, God delights in mercy. He delights to give us then forgiveness and His great salvation. It is no secret what God can do for you.